past the hour.
So thanks to Emma for the writing and faxing to me that letter. Wish we could post that, but we don't have a scanner here at the studio. We barely have a studio here at the studio. The Bush thug is out on the hustings, beating his... careful, Malloy. Beating his Social Security a trickery program. As a matter of fact, next hour I have something that's real funny. We'll talk about this next hour. Something written by Earl Batty that Jim Turr sent to me from New Mexico. But that's coming up next hour. Okay? Just remember that. Now, Bush is out there. He's making a 4 or 5 state tour to drum up support for the destruction of the single most successful and effective social policy this country has ever enacted, and that would be Social Security. There's only two reasons he's doing it. That 12.5% that employers have to kick in, have to match, I believe it's 12.5%, might be a little more now, and the fact that the fund managers on Wall Street cannot wait to get their hands on the trillions of dollars that this would generate and the commissions that will be available to them. So it has nothing to do with saving or killing. Well, yes, killing Social Security, but nothing to do with saving it, repairing it, fixing it. All Bush has to do is leave it alone. If he really wants to do something positive, raise the rate that requires FICA payments up to around $300,000 a year in earnings. It cuts off now at 90. And if his statements, remember Bush does not believe in science, but if his statements are true that longevity is kicking in, something about evolution, and Americans are living to be a little bit older, although we still rank about, 12th on the planet, then kick up the retirement age a year or two if you have to, from 62. I guess you can get partial Social Security now. It's 62.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Dr. Earl Babby is a sociologist. He sent me something some time ago, and I think I read it on the air. I think it had something to do with Jesus. I'm not sure, and I'm not trying to be flip there. I just don't remember. But a mutual friend of ours, Jim Turr, who has Blue Canyon Productions out in New Mexico, sent this in to me. The subject is Social Security, taking the gloves off. Earl Babby. As the debate heats up over the radical restructuring of Social Security proposed by President Bush, I think it's time to take the gloves off and tell some of the truth that most Americans are unaware of, and many will not want to hear or have others hear. 1. The Social Security Administration was directly responsible for the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. 2. The Social Security Administration has been a longtime supporter of Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, both of whom were paid employees of the Social Security Administration. 3. There is currently a plan to issue all Social Security documents only in French. Only French speakers will receive benefits in the future. 4. The Social Security Administration possesses weapons of mass destruction, which they plan to use on all the red states across the country. Now, if that assertion is discovered to be a lie, then they are in the process of manufacturing weapons of mass destruction. And if that is discovered to be a lie, then they want to build weapons of mass destruction. 5. The Social Security Administration has ruthlessly forced older Americans to give up their love for dog food. 6. The Social Security program will completely run out of money within 30 days of the as-yet-unannounced tax rebate plan for the wealthiest 1% of Americans, in which they will get back all the taxes they ever paid, with interest less a commission paid to the rebate administrators at Halliburton and their former CEO, currently at an undisclosed location. 7. Anyone who objects to number 6 above is, by their own admission, a terrorist. 8. All the American servicemen and women who died in Afghanistan and Iraq did so in order to save their loved ones from the horrible oppression they suffer at the hands of the Social Security Administration. We cannot allow them to have died in vain. 9. Spread the word, and God bless the red states of America. Signed, Earl Batty. Well, that, of course. Of course. Thanks, Earl. Thanks, Jim. Kathy heard the first paragraph and gave me that roll-your-eyes look like, oh, God, don't talk about Social Security. It'll drive the audience away.